I want to thank all of you that prayed the rain away. I know rain is good, mixed well with picnics. So it's going to have a beautiful, beautiful day today. So great to see all of you here. And we have an awesome service ahead of us. And I just want to thank the congregations. I want to thank African International, Brother Claude Opka, and then also Voces Unidas, Brother Fabian Martinez. And we're going to have worship teams. We have our, it's multicultural. It's our All Nations Sunday. And it's the time where that we kind of celebrate our diversities. It's kind of just neat to just look across and everybody's different. And we can all be different sizes, shapes, and colors, and ages, and all of that stuff. But the thing that is unique among all of us is we all have the DNA of the same Father. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to belong to a church that has a lot of diversity in it. And that's incredible. So thank you so much. We start today. This is a little bit off of our schedule. Normally it's our Bible class that starts at 10 and then our worship service starts at 11. We do have a lot of folks outside getting ready, cooking, and all of that kind of stuff. So people will probably start, continue to filter in for a little bit. But let's just open this service off in prayer and just pray and invite the Lord into this place. Lord, we thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. I thank you, Lord, for each and every brother and sister that is here. Lord, I thank you, God, for this church. I thank you for this body. I thank you, Lord, for Calvary. I thank you for the shedding of your blood. That's what brings us all together. Lord, it's not the building. It's not the name. Lord, what brings us all together is you, and I thank you for that. Lord, there'll be a day, Lord, where that we won't have to worry about ever leaving and ever going home and ever having to go back to work, Lord, because we'll be in heaven. Lord, there we will be together as your family, your bride, for eternity with our brothers and sisters. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's here, all of our worship teams, our ministry, Brother Demas, all of the food and the festivities that going to happen later. I pray, God, that your hand will be upon all of us this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. If you'd like to come up to the front and worship, we're going to have a number of worship sets, but God bless you.
Amen. How many of you remember that day when you decided to give your life to the Lord? And He took away sin out of your life. He took away the burdens. He took away bitterness. And He gave you a brand new start. How many of you remember that? That's what this song is about.
Wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones. And I tried to form my mind, but I just can't enter fine. I'm slowly drifting, a vagabond. Just when I ran out of road, I met a man I didn't know, and he told me that I'm not alone.
He picks me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because He healed my heart. Change my name, forever free. I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
I cannot deny what I've seen. Got no choice but to believe. My doubts are burning. All I got is in the wind. keep on moving. No, you ain't welcome here. From now till I walk streets of gold, I sing of how you saved my soul. It's wayward son that's found its way back home.
He picks me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
And here's what happens when you give your life to the Lord. Hell lost another one, 'cause I am free. I am free, I am free. Hell lost another one, I am free. I am free, I am free. Sing.
Hell lost another one, I am free.
I am free,
I am free. I am free.
Hell
lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free.
Hell
lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free. Hell lost another one. I am free.
I am free.
I am free. I am free.
Hell
lost another one. I am free. I am free. I am free.
Oh,
he picked me up, he turned me around, he placed my feet on solid ground. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, because he healed my heart, he changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the Master, I thank the Savior, I thank God.
We'll be right back.
nations are shaking, and every curse is breaking. Strongholds are falling, and greater things are coming.
Foundations are shaking, and every curse is breaking. Strongholds are falling, and greater things are coming.
Foundations
are shaking, and every curse is breaking.
Strongholds,
strongholds are falling, and greater things are coming. Though mountains stand before us, and though weapons form against us, we're standing on your promise. We're believing you, Lord, for greater things. We know that you are willing. We've seen that you are able.
Oh God,
oh God, release your favor. We're believing you, Lord, for though mountains stand before us, though weapons form against us, we're standing on your promise.
Again, church, a few moments. It is so great to be here today celebrating this All Nations Sunday. If you see all the flags around the congregation along the outside of the walls there, each flag represents a nationality within our church, and we're so excited to have all of you here today. Our latest flag, and I'm trying to figure out where it's right over here. That is our deaf ministry flag. So we are excited to have that addition. But you can be seated. And we're just going to go over a few details here today on how some announcements. But if you're a guest of ours, it's an honor to have you here celebrating with us this day. We're going to have a lot of in and out today. We have a lot of things being set up outside, so there'll be a little bit more traffic than normal. And so we're thankful that you're here, and we have some giving options out on the kiosk. If you'd like to take, and there's a box out there, you can put whatever you'd like to give in the box, or you can mail it in. A lot of folks like to mail things in still, and we have in-person giving, online giving, and then we have mobile giving through our Church Center app. So we appreciate all of everything that is given. That's what keeps things working here and keeps things running, and we appreciate that so very much. This Friday, we have an all-church prayer meeting, which will be at 7 p.m., so we want to encourage you. If you're family, the prayer meeting is usually just about an hour long, and it's kind of a variety have a little bit of worship time, a little bit of instruction, and then some prayer time. And you may think, well, you know, it's a little hard for the kids and such, but it's a great opportunity to take and teach your children how to pray. And I think the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was pleading, can you just pray with me for 1 hour? Well, if you could come on Friday night, teach your children to pray and be involved for 1 hour. And so also we have Wednesday night, we have our Wednesday evening. And we are family, it's our family focus week this week. And Brother Peter Sandin, our family pastor, and Brother Jerry will be co-speaking on this Wednesday evening. So make sure you're here for that. And then at this time we have Brother Jerry Simmons is going to come. He's responsible. He's our outreach pastor, our men's pastor, and he's going to fill you in on what's going to be happening outside here after service.
All right, everybody, All Nations Sunday. I'm excited. If you drove into the parking lot, you saw some of the bounce houses being set up. And so we moved everything onto this side of the parking lot, so we no longer have to cone off our parking lot and things like that. And we also we did away with the big, huge tent, saved multiple thousands of dollars, and we're going to hang out under the trees for some shade. So we have those, and they're free, so we're going to do that today. If you have small children under the age of 5, we've opened up the back playground, which typically is not open. That's normally designated for Kids Depot. We're going to open that up. We just want the parents to go back there with their kids, though. Don't just leave them. It's not like a babysitting situation. You need to be back there with your kids. There's age-appropriate inflatables that are all set up, so you can kind of tell. The closer you get to the playground, the smaller and smaller the kids get, okay? So just keep that in mind. If you're a big kid, you want to stay over to the left side, closer to the sign. Other than that, we're going to have activities all over the place. We'll have soccer, we'll have basketball, anything you want to play outside. We bought a spike ball net. Anybody know how to play spike ball? A couple of people. It's a new thing, so we have it. Someone's going to have to show me how to play, all right? And so we're gonna have all this stuff set up, but for the food, it's going to be real simple. We're not outside with the food. We're inside with the food. So whenever we dismiss for the activities, you just go like we normally go into the kitchen, grab your hamburger, grab your hot dog, grab all your fixings, and then you can mosey inside. You can sit inside the inside, or you can go outside if you'd like as well. So you can do whatever you want, but please stay, okay? We want everyone to stay. We bought you a hamburger. We bought you a hot dog. We want you to eat it, okay? All right. God bless you.
Amen, amen. It's good to have Voces Unidas and AIM with us this morning. Amen. I have some information about All Nations Sunday, which is what we are celebrating. It's connected with multicultural ministries on a national scale, international scale. But we celebrate the day when we get together here in the summer. We take an offering for All Nations Sunday in October. And I'm going to give you a little more information about that in just a second after a video. But before we do the video, I want to do one little thing. I have a card here. It says Pastor Roy on it. Tomorrow is Pastor Roy's 39th plus birthday. Here to come. I think we need to sing, don't we? Happy birthday. You know that song? We can do it a cappella. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Pastor Roy. Happy birthday to you. All right, you may be seated. Pastor Roy has already mentioned All Nations Sunday, all the flags here. If you're born in one of these countries, or in another country, and your flag isn't here, or you are and your parents were born in another country, I don't know what that means. You're going to have to. All right. If you were born in another country. I'm now soprano one. I said I'm now soprano one. Should I keep talking like that? If you were born in another country, or you are first generation in this country, your parents were born in another country, we'd like you to stand. We want to recognize you, welcome you here to Calvary Gospel Church. Why don't you stand? If you were born in another country, you're first generation here in this nation. Praise God. Thank you. God bless you. Welcome. All Nations Sunday. Pastor or Brother Demas said on Wednesday night a very profound statement. You may have heard it before, but we don't necessarily have to go to the world to preach the gospel, because the world is coming here to our country to hear the gospel. And we have that opportunity. That's what multicultural ministries is all about. Maybe a better word for us to use on a local scale, on a personal scale, is cross-cultural ministry. Because I want to reach across the cultural barriers that exist and reach someone for Jesus Christ. Multicultural Ministries is a program of the United Pentecostal Church International that's an umbrella for 19 focused ministries, a kind of a domestic missionary program, and all kinds of resources to help us reach people from other cultures. Here's some of the cultures that we have active ministries reaching out to: African immigrants, Amish and Mennonite, Burmese, Chinese, the deaf culture, Filipino, French, Gypsy, Haitian, Jewish relations, Korean, Middle Eastern, ministry to the nations, Native American, Portuguese, refugees, and international students, Slavic, South Asian, Southeast Asian, and Vietnamese. Of those many cultures, we have a representative at headquarters who coordinates information and the instruction and supports those various churches that are working out in these areas to reach these people. We also sponsor All Nations Sunday once a year, where we raise money to support this effort. And then there's the multicultural ministries. We had a multicultural ministry here that helped establish AIM for Calvary Gospel Church. They travel, they go to a church, whatever people group that church is trying to reach, they stay there for 3 to 6 months. And not all ministries are separate churches. Sometimes they help them reach a people group to integrate them into the congregation. So it's not always the same thing. Some cultures are better integrated into the local congregation. Sometimes it's better due to language or other barriers to have a separate service. There's not just one way to do this. And then one thing I really want to mention to you is globaltracks.com. You can go online, go to globaltracks.com. If you meet someone at work who speaks another language that doesn't have a lot of English, and they're interested, they show an interest in your walk with God, you can go there and it has language tracks, tracks in various languages. Probably any language that you're going to encounter, you can find tracks there. globaltracks.com. And one of the reasons I want to stress and emphasize that is that Brother Alan Demas was instrumental in making this a reality. So praise God. Then online in Ministry Central, there's Mosaic Training, which is an online course for multicultural ministry. You can go there. And Brother Chavis has a Multicultural Connection Culture podcast. And you can find all that on the website, multiculturalministries.org. Commercial over. Praise God. That's why we're here for All Nations Sunday, is because the gospel is meant for every kindred, every nation, every tongue, every tribe. In Jesus' name. Praise God. All right, we want Pastor Claude to come at this time. Oh, wait, we'll show the video, and Pastor Claude, you can come on up wherever you are. If he's not here yet, there he is, the handsomest man in the room.
Background or experience with specific culture or people? Do you feel a call to missions but have food at the end, it doesn't happen everywhere. And we need that someone. Jesus can make it happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the joy to be together, it doesn't happen either. They get together and they fight. We get together and we worship. And we love each other and we eat together. It doesn't get better than that. Keep it going. So, Calvary Gospel Church is hosting all this diversity every year. I wish it can be every day, because it's beautiful with food. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sometimes French want to jump into the machine, and sometimes I want to say something in French. S'il y a quelqu'un parmi nous qui ne comprend pas l'anglais, c'est vraiment une joie d'être ensemble, sous ce toit, pour le seul, le même Dieu. Celui qui peut réunir tout le monde, de toutes les frontières, de tous les pays, sous un même toit, dans la paix, dans la joie, pour louer le seul et le même Dieu. Manger ensemble, ça n'arrive pas partout. Et quand ça arrive, c'est pour que les gens se frappent et qu'ils se dispersent. Nous sommes ensemble, nous restons ensemble, sous le même toit, au nom du même Seigneur, le Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Alléluia. Praise the Lord. All of this to say you are welcome. Pastor Roy say you are welcome. Bishop Grant say you are welcome. Brother Demos, soyez la bienvenue. So I'm here to say welcome. Worship the most you can worship. It's free. It's free. Rejoice with anyone and everyone. It's free. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm happy you are here. You are all welcome. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Why don't we give a hand clap unto the Lord? I think he's worthy. Creo que él es digno, iglesia. Voces unidas, gloria a Dios. Aleluya. A su nombre. A su nombre. I think everybody's got it. A su nombre. Yes, glory to his name. I'm so glad to be part of this this church. I am so honored to be under Pastor Roy. We understand that in order for something to be strong, it has to have a good foundation. And I'm glad that we're in a place with a great foundation. Amen. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of God. And that's the promise I hold on to. And this is a wonderful place to worship. This is a wonderful place to grow. This is a wonderful place to wait for the coming of the Lord. Amen. And in the meanwhile, we're going to worship and we're going to celebrate. Amen. Aleluya. Vamos a celebrar, vamos a cantar, vamos a darle gloria y gracias al Señor. Amen. Y nos acompañan, gloria a Dios. And if you can stand with us and we want to worship some more, some Spanish, but we'll do it. Gloria a Dios. Aleluya.
Thank you.
podemos danzar.
In the name of the Lord. Blessed and holy is your name. I will add my voice to the heavenly beings as they sing glory and holy to the one who sits on the throne and the one who reigns forevermore. Is this our prayer today, that we will add our voices with the seraphims as they cry holy, holy, holy to the Lord of hosts, the one who sits on the throne and the one who reigns forevermore. That is why we are made. We're made to worship him. Let us join and give him glory today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
You reign, you ancient Zion's King.
them high.
God, if we could just stand, if everyone could stand. It is such a powerful presence. That is a beautiful, beautiful, great, beautiful job ushering in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Once again, if you're a guest of ours, it's such an honor to have you here today, celebrating with us All Nations Sunday here at Calvary Gospel Church. Before we introduce our speaker, I would just like to thank our sound techs back there. A few weeks ago, probably been more than a few weeks, but within the last month, we have totally overhauled our sound system, and we have installed some new technologies, and then you have to get the new stuff to work with the old stuff. It's kind of like trying to take an old VCR and make it work. We have some older sound, older cordless mics, and the frequencies and everything's all different. And everything's just works different, and they're working their best to get this all straightened around and such, and I thank them so much. I would not have the patience. I would have taken the microphone and thrown it out in the yard. I'm just joking. Well, maybe not, but some 2,000 years ago, our Lord stood on a hillside, and he spoke these words. Go ye, therefore, into all the world and teach this gospel to all nations. And I am so thankful to have Brother Claude and Brother Fabian. Some 25 years ago, our bishop presented a vision for this church. And Brother Claude, Brother Fabian, and their teams, as well as the team here at Calvary Gospel Church, our ministry team, were fulfilling that vision that Bishop passed on to us, but also the vision that our Lord and Savior had for his church, to go ye therefore and teach all nations. So here we are today gathered, All Nations Sunday, and we have an All Nations minister, Brother Alan Demas, from Greece, from Germany, from all over, wherever, to preach to us. It is such an honor to have Brother and Sister Demas. This is Brother Phil Demas' parents, and it's so great to have them here ministering to us. God bless you, Brother Demas.
Thank you, Pastor Roy. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Roy Grant. We thank him and we thank the church for the invitation to be here. There's nothing that I would rather do than to be in a church on an All Nations Sunday. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I was with the church in Omaha, Nebraska in April, and they had combined their Hispanic church with their Anglo church that Sunday, and that was great. Well, this is even better because we have more nations and more languages. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The singing has been wonderful. And the worship has been wonderful. And so I've got to try hard to match them.
Entonces he tratado algo para pues estar a la misma al mismo paso.
Praise God. The last song talked about being gathered around the throne.
El último canto hablaba de juntarnos en el trono.
And And I went to a verse that's in my message, and I'm going to give it to you now.
Y te daré un versículo el cual yo fui en mi mensaje y se lo voy a dar ahora.
From Revelation 4, Revelation 5, verse 6 to 9.
Apocalipsis 5, 6 al 9.
We see the throne.
Vemos el trono.
And in the midst of the throne is the Lamb.
Y ahí vemos al Cordero.
And he took the book.
Y tomó el libro.
And then it says in verse 8, when he took the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb.
Y cuando tomó el libro, la bestia y los demás todos alrededor se postraron ante el Cordero.
And they sung a new song.
Y cantaron un cántico nuevo.
Now this is the song being sung around the throne.
Esta es la alabanza, el cántico nuevo que se canta alrededor del trono.
They just sang about the throne.
Estaban cantando del trono.
They were singing about the throne.
Ellos cantaron acerca del trono.
But someday we're going to be singing around the throne.
Pero alguna vez vamos, un día vamos a estar alrededor del trono.
And they said, "Thou art worthy to take the book."
Tú eres digno de abrir el libro.
To open the seals.
Para abrir los sellos.
For you were slain.
Porque fuiste inmolado.
And you have redeemed us to God.
Y nos has redimido de Dios.
By your blood.
Por tu sangre.
Out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
De toda lengua y nación.
Heaven.
El cielo
is going to be an international city.
Va a ser un lugar internacional.
And I want to go there.
Y yo quiero ir ahí.
Let's thank the Lord again.
Vamos a darle gracias a Dios.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You may be seated.
Pueden tomar sus asientos.
Again, we thank Pastor Grant and the church for the opportunity to be with you this day.
Le doy gracias a Pastor Grant por la oportunidad de estar aquí.
We love this church.
Amamos esta iglesia.
This is a pivotal key church in this state.
En este estado, esta es una iglesia muy importante.
And this church has a wonderful legacy.
Es clave y es una tener un legado muy muy
and
bueno.
And I'm so glad that Bishop Grant could be with us today so
tanto
I can see him.
Obispo Grant está entre nosotros.
We esteem him so highly.
Lo estimamos muy altamente.
And it was about 28 years ago when our first son came to this city and to this church.
Fue 20 algo de años cuando nuestro primer hijo vino a esta ciudad.
And for 28 years, Bishop Grant and Pastor Roy Grant have pastored our sons in the gospel.
Y por 28 años el obispo y el pastor han sido líder de mi hijo.
You have been a blessing to our family.
Han sido una bendición para mi familia.
And to our multicultural grandkids.
Y para nuestros hijos multiculturales.
Praise God. Now, there's a lot to say today, so I'm not going to go into all kinds of other talking.
Hay mucho que decir, entonces no voy a hablar de otras cosas más.
I'm just going to share the word of God.
Voy a compartir la palabra de Dios.
And I didn't get the sound, folks, my verses.
Y no le alcancé a dar mis versículos al
I'm going to begin with proyección. Deuteronomy chapter 7.
Deuteronomio 7. Quiero ir a Deuteronomio 7.
When I was leaving Florida, I had one message in mind for today.
Yo tenía un mensaje en mente para hoy cuando salí de Florida.
And then when I went into the men's room on Wednesday,
y cuando entré al baño de los varones el miércoles,
I saw Brother Seidel a verse of scripture and a word there that says chosen.
Y miré un versículo, un anuncio que decía escogidos.
Chosen.
Escogido.
And all of a sudden something got inspired.
Y de repente algo inspiró dentro de mí.
And so I pushed aside that other sermon that I hadn't prepared.
Entonces el sermón que tenía preparado lo puse a un lado.
And God gave me a new message for this day.
Y el Señor me dio un mensaje nuevo para este día.
This message is chosen for this day.
Este mensaje ha sido escogido para este día.
I'm not giving you something the second hand or a canned sermon.
No le estoy dando un sermón como de segunda mano o doble.
Amen. This is for you.
Este es para usted.
This is for Calvary Gospel.
Esto es para la iglesia
this
Calvary
is for
Gospel.
All Nations Sunday.
Esto es para este culto.
You are chosen to be here to hear this sermon.
Has sido escogido para estar aquí y escuchar esta palabra.
In Deuteronomy chapter 7.
En Deuteronomio capítulo 7,
the Lord says, you are a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Porque ustedes son un pueblo escogido ante el Señor, un pueblo que Dios ha escogido y especial para Él entre todos los pueblos de la tierra.
And then in verse 7, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than other people.
No por ser vosotros más que todos los pueblos os ha querido Jehová o ha escogido, pues vosotros eras más insignificantes de todos los pueblos.
The Lord doesn't choose you because you have a certain passport.
No porque lo que usted tiene, Dios le escogió.
He doesn't choose you because you're so good looking.
Porque eres muy buen parecido, no por eso te escogió.
A lot of us would not work.
No funcionaría con muchos de nosotros eso.
He doesn't choose us because we're so rich.
No nos escoge porque somos ricos.
Or so educated.
O porque muy, lo que sea, muy educados.
I've heard that there are more people in Dane County with master's degree.
He escuchado que en el condado de Dane hay más gente con sus títulos.
Working in gas stations than any place in America.
Trabajando en la estación de gasolina.
Now, I don't know if that's still true or not.
No sé si sea tanto así verdad o no.
God doesn't choose us.
Dios no nos escoge.
For who we are.
Por quienes somos.
But he chooses you for what you can become.
Pero él te escoge por lo que puedes hacer y puedes llegar a ser.
In verse 9, he says, the Lord thy God, he's God, the faithful God.
El Señor nuestro Dios es un Dios fiel.
Which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations.
Que él mantiene sus mandamientos y sus pactos por hasta 1,000 generaciones.
God doesn't choose us.
Él no nos escoge.
To throw us away.
Para tirarnos a un lado.
When God chose some of your grandparents,
cuando el Señor nos ha escogido algunos de ustedes,
he was looking down for the day that you would be here in the church.
Él estaba buscando para ese día que tú ibas a estar aquí en la iglesia.
I'm not here because of who I am.
Yo no estoy aquí por quién soy yo.
I'm here because my grandparents chose to serve the Lord.
Yo estoy aquí porque mis abuelos escogieron servir a Dios.
I'm here because a great great grandfather.
Porque mis grandes mis tatarabuelos
went to a revival in Bourbon County, Kentucky.
Fueron a un avivamiento en una ciudad de Kentucky.
The Cane Ridge Revival.
En ese avivamiento.
And something got a hold of those folks.
Y algo tomó posesión de ellos.
That has come down in our family.
Y ha venido a llegar a nuestra familia.
Now, when Adam and Eve were created in the garden,
cuando Adán y Eva fueron creados en el jardín,
there were no nations.
No había naciones.
There was no different language.
No había lenguajes diferentes.
Or tribe.
O tribus.
Or race.
O alguna raza.
They were just God's children.
Eran simplemente los hijos de Dios.
Just call me a child of God.
Solo llamados hijos de Dios.
The nationality is beside the point.
Las nacionalidades después.
The passport is beside the point.
El pasaporte, eso es aparte.
The language is just a vehicle.
El lenguaje es simplemente un vehículo nada más.
But as sin abounded, as people multiplied,
pero mientras el pecado abundaba, mientras la gente se multiplicaba,
God wanted to do something.
Dios quería hacer algo
for his world.
Por este mundo.
No matter how many people were there,
no importa cuánta gente había ahí,
he decided he's going to judge it.
Él decidió que iba a traer juicio.
And destroy it.
Y destruirlo.
But then he looked down.
Pero después él miró.
And he heard somebody singing.
Y escuchó a alguien cantando.
It's me, O Lord.
Soy yo, Señor.
Standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, O Lord.
No es mi padre ni mi madre.
Standing in the
yo,
need
Dios.
Of prayer.
Soy yo,
and he
Señor.
Said, I'm going to have to rethink this.
Y él dijo, tengo que pensar en esto otra vez.
I can't destroy everybody.
No puedo destruir a todos.
Because I hear somebody praying.
Porque estoy escuchando a alguien orar, cantar.
I hear somebody singing.
Escucho a alguien cantar.
I hear somebody worshiping.
Escucho a alguien adorando.
And I think he has potential to do something for me.
Y creo que esa persona tiene potencial para hacer algo para mí.
The man wasn't a computer technician.
No fue, no, el hombre no era, no era una visión.
He wasn't a metal worker. Metal worker.
No era un hombre que solamente trabajaba de,
he was
de su manto,
a carpenter.
Sino que era un carpintero.
He knew how to work with wood, Brother Grant.
Él sabía cómo trabajar con la madera.
He's just the man for the job.
Eso, él era el hombre para el trabajo.
And God called Noah to build an ark.
Y Dios llamó a Noé para edificar un arca.
But that man was, while he was building the ark,
pero mientras él edificaba esta arca,
Peter calls him a preacher of righteousness.
Le llama Pedro el predicador de justicia.
And while he worked,
y mientras él trabajaba,
and while he built,
mientras él edificaba,
he preached the word of God.
Predicaba la palabra de Dios.
The rain's coming.
La
the flood's
viene.
Coming.
Viene
get right, church.
La inundación viene.
There's room in this ark.
Hay lugar en este lugar.
There's room for many more.
Hay lugar más para
and
muchos
the
más.
People laughed at him.
Y la gente se reía
the
de él.
People didn't believe him.
No le creían.
But he kept preaching.
Pero él siguió predicando.
He kept praying.
Siguió orando.
And he kept building the ark.
Y siguió edificando el arca.
And there was a flood.
Y vino una inundación.
The world was judged.
Y el mundo fue juzgado.
And through Noah and his family, the world was restarted.
En por medio de Noé y su familia, el mundo fue restablecido otra vez.
And after the days of Noah,
después de los días de Noé,
and his sons,
y sus hijos,
then we read about the islands of the Gentiles.
Vemos acerca de los gentiles.
They were divided in their lands.
Que estaban divididos en las
with
tierras.
With different languages.
Con lenguajes diferentes.
Different families.
Diferentes familias.
And now we've got nations.
Ahora tenemos naciones.
Now we've got differences.
Ahora tenemos diferencias.
And so now, how are we going to reach these people?
Ahora, ¿cómo vamos a alcanzar a estas personas?
Amen. How are we going to reach the world?
¿Cómo vamos a alcanzar al mundo?
How are we going to tell these people?
¿Cómo vamos a decirle a estas personas?
Who haven't been going to church?
Que no han estado en la iglesia.
They haven't been going to synagogue.
No han estado en una sinagoga.
They haven't been praying to me.
No han estado orando.
They haven't been offering a sacrifice to me.
No han estado dando sacrificio a Dios.
Oh, they've been offering a sacrifice to the sun and the moon and the stars.
Les han dado sacrificio a los ídolos, la luna, el sol, las estrellas.
They're worshiping the sun and the moon and stars.
Adoran al sol, la luna y las estrellas.
They're worshiping gods and goddesses that do not exist.
Alaban a los dioses que ni siquiera existen.
You see, in the heart of people,
en el corazón de las personas, usted piensa,
there's a feeling I've got to reach out to God.
Hay un sentir que quiero alcanzar para Dios.
There are people that you know.
Hay personas que usted conoce.
They're not reading the Bible.
No están leyendo la Biblia.
They're not coming to church.
No están yendo a la iglesia.
But in their heart there's a desire to reach out to a God that they have never met.
Pero en su corazón tienen deseo de adorar a un Dios que ni siquiera han conocido.
And so God says, I'm going to reach him.
Entonces Dios dijo, yo los voy a alcanzar.
Not with a chosen nation.
No con una nación escogida.
That's the mistake that anti-Semitics make.
Y ese es el error que los antisemitas hicieron.
God did not choose Israel.
Dios no escogió a Israel.
God did not choose the Jews.
No escogió a los judíos.
Now, I'm not being anti-Semitic to say that.
No estoy siendo antisemita al decir eso.
God chose Abraham.
Dios escogió a Abraham.
God chose one man.
Él escogió a un hombre.
He chose Noah first.
Escogió a Noé primero.
And through Noah's family, the world was repopulated.
Y por medio de la familia de Noé, el mundo fue repoblado otra vez.
And now he chose Abraham.
Ahora él escoge a Abraham.
Because Abraham,
porque Abraham
was going to be the son of God.
Iba a ser el hijo de Dios.
The child of God.
El hijo de Dios.
The servant of God.
El siervo de Dios.
to bring the truth of God to the world.
Para traer la verdad del mundo, para traer de Dios al mundo.
It doesn't happen overnight.
No sucedió de la noche a la
it
mañana.
It doesn't happen all of a sudden.
No salió así de repente.
How many young preachers have come to Bishop Grant and says, "Oh, Pastor Grant, I've got a call of God."
¿Cuántos jóvenes vienen con el pastor y dicen, "Oh, yo tengo un llamado de Dios, pastor"?
And they're ready to save the world.
Y pues quiero alcanzar todo.
But they haven't read their Bible yet.
Pero no han leído la Biblia todavía.
They haven't learned to pray and fast yet.
No han aprendido a orar y a ayunar aún.
They're not going to reach the world in the first week.
No van a alcanzar a todo el mundo en la primera
semana.
Or the
first month.
O el primer mes.
But give them time.
Pero en el tiempo.
Give them training.
Dando entrenamiento.
Give them preparation.
Preparación.
Give them dedication.
Dedicación.
And they'll come to the place that they're ready to do something for God.
Y va a llegar el lugar cuando estén listos para hacer algo por Dios.
There'll be someone that can reach out on behalf of the church.
Va a haber alguien que alcance a los demás por la iglesia.
To reach corners that we didn't even know existed.
Van a estar en esquinas que ni sabíamos que existían.
To reach people that we never read about.
Personas que ni siquiera nunca supimos ni escuchamos de ellos.
And I know because I was one of those kids.
Y yo sé esto porque yo era uno de esos jovencitos.
I never thought I would be a pastor.
Nunca pensé que iba a ser un pastor.
Or a preacher.
O un predicador.
Only one time did I ever think about becoming a missionary.
Una vez pensé tal vez se podía ser un misionero.
But I wanted to do something for God.
Quería hacer yo algo para Dios.
And if you want to do something for God.
Y si tú quieres hacer algo para Dios.
God can use you.
Dios te puede usar.
If you can use anybody,
si él
use
puede usar
me.
A cualquiera.
If you can use anybody,
si puede usar a cualquiera,
use you.
Te puede usar a ti.
Make that your prayer.
Haz tu oración que sea
use
eso.
Me, Lord.
Úsame, Señor.
And I don't think Abraham ever prayed that.
Yo no creo que Abraham alguna vez oró esa oración.
But in the city that he lived,
pero en la ciudad donde él vivía,
about the size of Madison,
que era el tamaño de Nazaret,
a little bit fewer people than Dane County.
Un poco menos gente de este condado.
He looked at their big pyramids.
Miró esas pirámides grandes.
Called cigarettes.
Los cigarettes.
With a Z. Cigarette,
perdón.
Yeah. And they were pyramids. They were big, tall towers.
Eran torres altas.
And they would go to the top of those pyramids.
Subían en la cima de esas pirámides.
To get closer to the sky.
Para acercarse más al cielo.
To worship the sun and the moon and the stars.
Para adorar el sol, la luna y las estrellas.
And as Abram saw what they were doing,
y mientras Abraham veía lo que ellos hacían,
something in his heart said,
algo en su corazón dijo,
there's somebody bigger,
hay alguien más grande,
than you and I,
que tú y yo.
Who made the stars?
Que hizo las estrellas.
Who made the moon?
Que hizo la luna.
Did the sun make the moon?
El sol hizo la luna.
Did the sun make the little suns?
El sol hizo a los solecitos.
And he wondered.
Y él se preguntaba.
Did somebody make the sun?
¿Alguien hizo, creó al cielo?
Did somebody make this earth?
¿Alguien creó esta tierra?
Did somebody bigger than you and I make you and me?
¿Alguien más grande que tú y yo nos creó?
And God looked down.
Y Dios lo vio.
And God said.
Y Dios dijo.
I can work with this type of a person.
Yo puedo trabajar con este hombre, Abraham.
God's not looking for your ability.
Dios no está buscando tu habilidad.
He's looking for your attitude.
Él está buscando tu actitud.
He's not looking for your ability.
No está buscando tu habilidad.
He's looking for your availability.
Sino tú, qué disponible tú estás.
And so Abraham was chosen.
Así que Abraham fue escogido.
And his family became chosen because Abraham made the right choice.
Y su familia fue escogida porque Abraham tomó la decisión correcta.
Because Abraham said yes.
Porque él dijo sí.
His family was chosen to be blessed and become a blessing.
Su familia fue escogida para ser bendecido y bendecir.
And through Abraham,
y por medio de Abraham,
the descent of Abraham comes all the way down to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Los descendientes de Abraham siguen hasta el nacimiento de Jesús.
And Matthew chapter 1 shows us, we will not look at that today.
No vamos a ver, pero Mateo dice,
It goes all the way from Abraham down to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Nos enseña desde Abraham y toda su genealogía hasta Jesucristo.
Now the New Testament also shows us the choices of God's people.
En el Nuevo Testamento nos enseña que escogió a su pueblo.
Jesus went about doing good.
Jesús estaba haciendo las cosas buenas.
Healing people.
Sanando a la gente.
Touching people.
Tocándoles.
Miracles.
Milagros.
Teaching.
Cambio.
Preaching.
Predicando.
What's the difference between teaching and preaching?
¿Cuál es la diferencia entre enseñar y predicar?
Teaching has more Bible.
La enseñanza tiene más Biblia.
Teaching is slower.
Es más lento el enseñar.
And teaching is quieter.
Y es
quieter.
Más callado también.
Preaching is louder.
Y la predicación es alto.
With getting excited.
Con emoción.
And going down on the floor.
Y bajando ahí en el piso.
And preachers forget what Bible scripture they have.
Y los predicadores se olvidan qué versículo tenía.
Amen. There's a little difference.
Hay una diferencia pequeña.
Not too much.
No mucha.
But Jesus went around.
Pero Jesús fue.
And he chose people.
Y escogió a la gente.
He said, "I saw you under the fig tree."
Yo te vi bajo la higuera, le dijo el
he
Señor.
He reached out to some fishermen in his town.
Alcanzó, se fue con unos pescadores del pueblo.
Now he's the carpenter.
Él es el carpintero.
Amen. Are you a carpenter's son?
¿Usted también es un carpintero, el hijo del carpintero?
Are you a carpenter's daughter?
¿Eres la hija del carpintero?
But he didn't call too many carpenters, if any, to be his disciples.
Pero no llamó a muchos carpinteros para que sean sus discípulos.
But he went down to the seaside.
Pero fue al mar.
And he said, "These fishermen, they know how to wait."
Estos pescadores saben cómo esperar.
They know how to fish.
Saben cómo pescar.
I will make you fishers of men.
Yo te voy a hacer pescador de hombres.
How come Wisconsin fishermen?
Wisconsin, los pescadores de Wisconsin.
Don't fish for men as much as they do for walleye and northern pike.
¿Por qué será que no pescan lo mismo como pescan por los walleye y los pescados otros?
Just a thought.
Así como a los hombres.
He didn't choose just 12 apostles.
No solo escogió a 12 apóstoles.
He chose 70 disciples.
Sino que 70 discípulos.
And he reached crowds.
Y él alcanzó las masas.
Hundreds and thousands.
Cientos de miles de personas.
God believes in church growth.
Dios cree en el crecimiento de la iglesia.
But he always believes in people one at a time.
Pero él also también cree que una persona a la vez.
And so Nicodemus came to him alone.
Nicodemo vino con él.
At night.
Vino a Jesús en la noche.
And Jesus went to a woman alone.
Y Jesús fue solo también.
But not at night.
Con una mujer, pero no en la noche.
He went to her in the daytime at the well of Samaria.
Pero ella fue hacia ella en el pozo de Samaria.
Amen. And we talked on Wednesday night about reaching people.
Durante el día hablamos el miércoles acerca de alcanzar a la gente.
And Jesus worked with Nicodemus in one way.
Él trabajó con Nicodemo en una manera.
He talked to the woman at the well in a different fashion.
Y también habló con esa mujer del pozo en una manera diferente.
Amen. They were at different places in life.
Diferentes lugares en su vida
estaban.
So
he didn't talk to them the same way.
Pero no les habló de la misma manera.
Jesus was coming down the road.
Venía el Señor en el camino.
And Zacchaeus heard about him.
Zaqueo escuchó de Jesús.
Now Zacchaeus was not a church goer.
Zaqueo no es alguien que iba a la iglesia.
He had a church background.
Tenía pues su historial de iglesia tal
but
vez.
He wasn't living right.
Pero él no estaba viviendo bien.
He had a bad reputation.
Él tenía una reputación no buena.
So he didn't come to Jesus face to face.
Entonces él no vino a Jesús cara a cara.
He got up in the tree.
Él se subió al árbol.
I want to see this person.
Yo quiero ver a esta persona.
I've heard about him.
He escuchado de él.
I want to see him.
Quiero verlo.
And as Jesus came by,
y mientras vino Jesús,
he looked up.
Jesús vio hacia arriba.
He said, "Zac, you can't hide."
Y le dijo, "Zaqueo, no te puedes esconder."
Because I know who you are.
Yo sé quién tú eres.
I know what you need.
Yo sé lo que eres.
And I know what you can become.
Yo sé lo que eres y sé lo que puedes
so
llegar a ser.
Zacchaeus chose to see Jesus.
Zaqueo escogió ver a Jesús.
Jesus chose to go to Zacchaeus' house.
Jesús escogió ir a la casa de Zacchaeus.
Jesus wants to come to your house.
Jesús quiere venir a tu casa.
But you've got to open the door.
Pero usted tiene que abrir esa puerta.
You've got to open your heart.
Tienes que abrir tu corazón.
You've got to open your mind.
Abrir tu mente.
The choice is yours.
La opción es tuya.
What are you going to do with the man when he comes to your house?
¿Qué vas a hacer con este hombre cuando venga a tu casa?
So Jesus went to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Entonces Jesús fue a la oveja perdida de la casa de Israel.
What would they choose?
¿Qué es lo que van a escoger ellos?
Oh, he's a carpenter.
Oh, es solo un carpintero, dijeron.
Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
¿Algo bueno puede salir de donde es él en Nazaret?
Oh, we're from the big city of Jerusalem.
Nosotros somos de la ciudad grande de Jerusalén.
We don't listen to these rabbis from the small towns.
Nosotros no escuchamos a estos maestros de los pueblitos.
What are you going to do when Jesus comes teaching?
¿Qué vas a hacer cuando Jesús venga enseñándote?
When Jesus comes preaching.
Cuando él venga predicando.
But he reached out to those people from the Jewish community.
Alcanzó a esas personas de la comunidad judía.
And then he told his disciples.
Y les dijo a sus discípulos.
Oh, I've got some other sheep.
Oh, tengo otras ovejas también.
I've got some other people.
Tengo otras personas.
They don't believe yet.
Otro pueblo aún no creen.
But they're going to come to know what we believe.
Pero ellos van a creer lo que creemos.
They're going to believe in the one true God.
Van a creer en el único verdadero Dios.
They're going to believe in the word of God.
Van a creer en la palabra de Dios.
Amen. And when they come,
y cuando vengan,
God was ready.
Dios va a estar listo.
But when they come,
y cuando vengan,
are we ready?
¿Estamos nosotros listos?
Is the church ready for revival?
¿Está la iglesia lista para avivamiento?
Amen. I remember Brother J.T. Pugh, another good Texan, Brother Grant.
Yo recuerdo hermano J.T. Pugh.
He said 30 years ago.
Hace 30 años él dijo.
He said 40 years ago.
Él dijo hace 40 años.
The day will come.
El día vendrá.
That we will have church services in auditoriums and stadiums.
Que vamos a tener cultos en los auditorios y estadios.
Now that didn't make sense.
Eso no hacía sentido en ese tiempo.
Brother Pugh, you've been in the Texas sun too much.
Hermano Pugh, te ha afectado el sol mucho.
An auditorium maybe.
Un auditorio tal vez.
We might have 5 or 7 or 10,000 people in an auditorium.
Tal vez un máximo 5 o 7,000 personas en un auditorio.
But a stadium?
Pero un estadio.
Where football players play?
A donde juegan los el fútbol.
Where baseball players play?
Donde los beisbolistas juegan.
But it's happened.
Pero ha sucedido.
And just again recently, 35,000 people were gathered together in a stadium.
Recientemente, 35,000 personas estaban en un estadio.
To worship God.
Para alabar a Dios.
And a lot of them young people.
Muchos de esos jóvenes.
They didn't come from St. Louis.
En San Luis.
They came from all around America.
Y vinieron de todos lugares de América.
Because God is looking for revival.
Porque Dios está buscando un avivamiento.
He's looking for us to have revival.
Él quiere que tengamos.
He's looking for you to be the revival.
Él quiere que tú seas el avivamiento.
Don't say he needs revival.
No diga él necesita avivamiento.
Don't say she needs revival.
No digas ella necesita avivamiento.
Say I need revival.
Di, yo necesito avivamiento.
I need revival.
Yo necesito avivamiento.
So, how am I gonna have revival?
¿Cómo voy a tener avivamiento entonces?
How is God going to reach the world?
¿Cómo va a alcanzar Dios al mundo?
He said, I need somebody who understands my Bible.
Quiero, necesito alguien que entienda la Biblia.
Probably somebody who has Jewish background.
Tal vez alguien que tenga pues historia de ser judío.
He knows the prophets.
Los profetas.
He knows the law.
Ellos conocen la ley.
I need somebody who could speak the Greek language of the Roman Empire.
Necesito alguien que hable el lenguaje judío en este imperio romano.
It was the Roman Empire in Jesus' day.
En los tiempos de Jesús el imperio era romano.
But the lingua franca.
Pero esa lengua.
Was not French. It was Greek.
Era griega, no era francesa.
And there was a rabbi who knew Greek.
Y había un rabino, un maestro que conocía
who knew the law.
que conocía la ley.
And he even had a Roman passport.
Tenía un pasaporte y también tenía su túnica.
So he could travel anywhere he wanted.
Y él podía viajar por donde quiera que fuera.
And that man's name was Saul.
Y ese, el nombre de este hombre era Saulo.
But the only trouble was he wasn't saved.
Pero el único problema era que él no era salvo todavía.
But God looked down.
Pero Dios vio.
And saw what he could become.
Y vio lo que Pablo podía llegar a ser.
Because God knows how to change your mind.
Este varón sabe cómo
and change your heart.
Y convencer tu corazón.
Because he's looking to what you can become.
Porque él puede ver lo que tú puedes llegar a ser.
And so God chose Saul.
Y así que Dios escogió a Saulo.
And the Bible even tells us.
Y la Biblia aún nos dice.
When God spoke to Ananias in Damascus.
Que cuando Dios habló a Ananías en Damasco.
I've got a job for you, Ananias.
Ananías, tengo un trabajo para ti.
I want you to talk to this man named Saul.
Quiero que le hables a este varón que se llama Saulo.
And Ananias says, "Isn't he the guy who's against us?"
Y Ananías dijo, "Ese es el señor que está en contra de nosotros."
He's putting our people in jail.
Él está metiendo a nuestra gente en la cárcel.
He's persecuting them.
Él está persiguiendo a la iglesia.
A few of our brethren have died.
Algunos de nuestros hermanos están muertos.
But the Lord says, "He is a chosen vessel."
Pero y el Señor dijo, "Él es un vaso que escogido."
It doesn't matter where you've come from.
No importa de dónde vengas.
It doesn't matter what you've done.
No importa lo que has hecho.
God wants to choose you to be his vessel.
Dios quiere escogerte para que sea su vaso.
But what are you going to do with his choice?
Pero qué vas a hacer con esa opción?
Because God never takes you to a worse position.
El Señor nunca te va a llevar a guiar una decisión peor.
He'll always take you to a better position.
O una posición peor, pero sino a una mejor posición.
But you've got to choose to give up the past.
Pero tienes que escoger en dejar atrás el pasado.
You've got to choose to give up the thinking of this world.
Tienes que dejar atrás el pensamiento de este mundo.
You've got to choose to be in the family of God.
Tienes que escoger querer estar en la familia de Dios.
Even when your own family doesn't understand you.
Aun cuando tu familia no te entienda.
And they don't approve of what you're doing.
Aun cuando ellos no aprueban lo que tú hagas.
They don't approve of where you're going to church.
Aunque no aprueben cuando vas a la iglesia.
But if you follow him,
pero si usted sigue a Jesús,
it's going to be the best thing you ever did in life.
Va a ser lo mejor que habrás hecho en tu vida.
And as Ananias spoke to Saul,
y hablaron con Saulo.
He said, "I came here, Saul, for two reasons."
Y dijo Ananías, "Estoy aquí por dos razones."
For you to receive your sight.
Para que recibas la vista.
And for you to receive the Holy Ghost.
Y para que recibas el Espíritu Santo.
He didn't tell him, "I came here for you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ."
Él no le dijo, "Vengo para que creas en Jesucristo."
Because Saul already did that on the road.
Porque él ya creía cuando venía en el camino.
Believers ought to receive the Holy Ghost.
Que recibas y recibas el Espíritu Santo.
When Paul came to Ephesus,
cuando Pablo vino a Éfeso,
and he found some disciples,
y le dijo a sus discípulos,
he didn't say, "Do you believe?"
No les dijo, crean.
They already believed.
Ya creían.
They had faith in God.
Ya tenían fe en Dios.
They believed the Bible.
Ya creían la iglesia.
Which was only the Old Testament.
La Biblia, el Antiguo y el Nuevo Testamento.
He just straight out asked them,
sino que solamente,
"Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe?"
Les dijo, "¿Has recibido el Espíritu Santo desde que creíste?"
And the word could actually mean "when you believe."
Y la palabra correcta es "cuando creíste."
And then as Ananias talked to Saul,
Ananías habló con Saulo.
He said, "Why do you tarry?
¿Por qué esperas?" le dijo.
"Why do you wait?
¿Por qué estás esperando?
Arise.
Levántate.
And be baptized.
Y bautízate.
In the name of Jesus Christ."
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
But Saul had to choose.
Pero Saúl tenía que escoger.
And he chose Saulo. To become Paul.
Y vino a ser el escogido.
So today,
así que hoy,
the church is God's chosen people.
La iglesia es el pueblo escogido de Dios.
It's not an American church.
No es una iglesia americana.
It's not an Irish church.
No es una iglesia irlandesa.
It's not a French church.
No es una iglesia francesa.
It's not a church from South Africa.
No es una iglesia de Sudáfrica.
Or from Chile.
O de Chile.
But it's a universal, worldwide church.
Pero es una iglesia universal.
Of born again,
que son nacidos de
blood
nuevo,
washed,
lavados con la sangre,
spirit-filled believers,
llenos con el Espíritu Santo creyentes.
And Peter talked about this church.
Y Pedro habló de esta iglesia.
He said in 1 Peter.
Y primera de Pedro él dice.
And we're looking for a landing. 1 Peter chapter 2.
Primera de Pedro 2 dice.
I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious.
Pongo como una piedra angular preciada.
You are lively stones, a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, verse 5.
Son una nación santa, un pueblo escogido por Dios.
And then in verse 9 he says,
y en el 9 dice,
you are.
Dice ustedes son.
You are.
Ustedes son.
A chosen generation.
Una nación escogida,
a
una
royal
generación
priesthood,
escogida.
A holy nation.
Un sacerdocio, una nación santa.
A special people.
Un pueblo peculiar.
You are chosen.
Ustedes son escogidos.
You see, that's what the word church means.
Eso es lo que la iglesia necesita.
Ecclesia.
Iglesia.
The called out ones.
Los llamados de Dios.
The called out ones.
Los llamados de Dios.
He's calling you.
Él te está llamando.
He called you.
Él te llamó.
He's chosen you.
Te ha llamado.
And now what are you going to do with his choice?
Ahora, ¿qué vas a hacer con esa opción, con ese llamado?
On the day of Pentecost,
el día de Pentecostés,
they had seen the fire.
Habían visto el fuego.
They heard the languages.
Oyeron las lenguas.
They asked, what does this mean?
Ellos preguntaron, ¿qué significa esto?
They heard the preaching of Peter.
Escucharon la predicación de Pedro.
He didn't speak with the best Greek.
Él no habló con el mejor griego.
He did speak in Greek.
Él sí hablaba griego.
Though his first language was Hebrew.
Pero su primer lenguaje era hebreo.
But they were touched in their heart.
Pero fueron tocados en su corazón.
They were touched in their mind.
Fueron tocados en su mente.
They were pricked.
Fueron,
they were under conviction.
Fueron tocados y tuvieron convicción.
And they said, what must we do?
Y dijeron, ¿qué podemos hacer?
Peter made it simple.
Y así lo hizo de simple Pedro.
You finish my sermon.
Termina mi sermón.
So you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Y cree en mi sermón, cree en el Señor Jesucristo.
You believe that you crucified him.
¿Crees que ha sido crucificado?
You believe that he's Lord and Savior.
Ya crees que él fue crucificado y es el Salvador y el Señor.
So now you just need to repent.
Ahora necesitas arrepentirte.
You just need to be baptized.
Necesitas ser bautizado.
In his name.
En el nombre del Señor.
The saving name.
El nombre que salva.
Le nom de Jesús.
The name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Va imia Jesús a Cristo.
Jesucristo.
Afte namen Jesu Christi.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Hallelujah. And you shall.
Y usted.
Not you maybe.
No tal vez.
You shall.
Pero sí será.
You will.
Sí será.
Receive.
Recibirá.
The baptism
el bautismo
of.
De.
The gift of.
El don de.
The filling of.
La llenura de.
The promise of.
La promesa de.
The promise of.
La promesa de.
The Holy Ghost.
El Espíritu Santo.
But they had to choose.
Pero tenían que escoger.
Am I going to believe that preaching?
¿Voy a creer esa predicación?
Am I going to get baptized the Bible way?
¿Me voy a bautizar conforme la Biblia enseña?
Am I going to believe that God has a promise for me?
¿Voy a creer que Dios tiene esa promesa para mí?
It was their choice.
Era su opción.
But that day,
pero ese día,
3,000 people,
3,000 personas,
were baptized,
fueron
in the
bautizados
name of the Lord,
en el nombre del Señor.
So you're chosen.
Así que ustedes son escogidos.
You're here.
Ustedes aquí.
God's here.
Dios está aquí.
But now,
pero ahora,
you must choose.
Tienes tú que escoger.
You must make a choice.
Tienes que tomar una opción.
What are you going to do?
¿Qué vas a hacer?
With the choice that God has made.
Con la opción que Dios ya hizo.
To use you.
De usarte y escogerte.
To call you.
Que te ha llamado.
He loved you so much.
Él te ama tanto.
That he died for you.
Que murió por ti.
So I'm not going to put you under a guilt trip.
No te voy a hacer sentir culpable de nada.
I'm just going to say.
Yo solo simple voy a decir.
God's got a better way.
Dios tiene una mejor manera.
Than you do.
De la que tú tienes.
God's got a better plan.
Dios tiene un mejor plan.
Than I have.
Del que yo podía tener.
But the choice is yours.
Pero la opción es.
Let's stand.
Vamos a ponernos de pie.
And if you want to respond to the call of God.
Si usted quiere responder al llamado de
if
Dios.
You want to call, respond to the word of God.
Si usted quiere responder a la palabra de Dios.
If you want to respond to God's choice in your life.
Si usted quiere responder a lo que Dios ya escogió en tu vida.
I invite you to come.
Yo te invito a venir esta tarde.
Make a choice today.
Haga una opción. Escoja
make
hoy.
A choice to serve God.
Escoja servir a Dios hoy.
Make a choice to believe. God.
Escoja creer a Dios.
Make a choice to go further with God.
Escoja ir más allá con Dios.
Make a choice to be a child of God.
Escoja ser un hijo de Dios.
Make a choice to be in the family of God.
Escoja ser la familia de Dios.
It's not a national church.
No es una iglesia nacional.
It's not a denominational
no
church.
No es una denominación.
It's
la
the
iglesia.
Family of God.
Es la familia de Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's come in Jesus' name. Stay. Let's reach out to God. Hallelujah.
Vengan en nombre
speak
de
your language. Hallelujah. Talk to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hable con Dios.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every hour. God, we declare.
Thank you so very much, Brother Demas, for such a wonderful, wonderful message. God has chosen you. God has chosen you. And what are we going to do with that choice? You know, life is full of choices. Every day we make choices. We do things, make decisions. I'm glad that God chose me. You know, also I'm glad that God, when He chooses, He sticks with His choice. he doesn't get halfway through the game and say, well, you know what? I think I'm going to trade you off to the other team. You're not turning out how I thought you were going to turn out. He has patience with his choice, and he wants to see his choice carry all the way to the finish line. So thank you very much, Brother Demas. Now, Brother Demas preached Wednesday night, an incredible teaching Wednesday night, an incredible message on reaching out to other people of other nationalities and other cultures. And that outline, he was able to, so many, a lot of guys don't do this, and thank you so very much, but that sermon outline is available out in the vestibule. So maybe you have a neighbor, maybe you work with someone that's from a different culture, a different language, and you're trying to better understand and better reach them. I just want to invite you to take that outline home, read that, and just take that as it's four very, very simple, but very, very easy points to apply. And take those and apply those to your relationship. It also, for me, it also helps me better understand folks within our own congregation. Because when we look at our Bible and we read our Bible, I mean, there's Spanish Bibles that are here, and there are French Bibles that are here, and we have a Hmong service on Sunday or Saturday evening, and they have their own written language and their own way of doing things, and it just helps me to better understand you. And I want to be able to take and talk with my brothers and sisters and understand where they're coming from and how they end up getting where they got. And it's just amazing how God brought us all together to one place here of all places, Madison, Wisconsin, as his church. So thank you so very much. And thank to all of our music teams, our worship teams. Thank you so very much. Now, we have a whole number of outdoor festivities. We have food that's all waiting. I don't even know what time it is because our clock in the back is not right. So, what time? 11:44. Okay. What we're going to do, since we're all in here right now, and we're all going to go through the food line at different times because some of us are going to sit here and talk, let's just pray for the food, pray for the activities, and then you can all be dismissed to chat, talk, whatever you would like to do. So let's just pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for a powerful, powerful service and a powerful word. Lord, we are chosen, and I thank you for that. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for each and every individual that is here, all of our guests that are here. We're so thankful to have them here with us. We ask you, Lord, that you would bless this food. Bless it to our bodies. Lord, take out all the calories and all the fat and all the bad stuff. Lord, help us to be able to eat, be filled, be merry, and enjoy one another's company in our festivities and all the activities today. Keep us safe. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the afternoon here at Calvary Gospel Church.